Today Newsroom, this is Memos from the National Affairs Desk, presented by Gonzo Today, www.gonzotoday.com. The weird have just turned crow. And now, Memos from the National Affairs Desk, with your host, Dr. Jafarius Higgison.
Gonzo Today National Affairs Desk, I'm Dr. Jafarius Higgison. This edition of Memos from the National Affairs Desk is presented by Gonzo Today and GonzoToday.com. In this report, retired General Petraeus, did he betray the confidence of his colleagues and the country and disclose secrets possibly because of an appetite for buggery? Bar the door, Katie. Could it be that everyone's favorite Mormon is considering taking another shot at the Oval Office? Or, as former President Bill Clinton called it, the stabbing cabin? We are definitely in the shit if they recast Governor Mitt. President Obama announces his plans to install the dream of free community college. Is 2 more years of public education the same thing as an extended version of high school? These and more right now. According to the FBI and the Justice Department, retired General David Petraeus should face charges for allegedly providing classified information to his former mistress. Petraeus quit his job as director of the CIA in November of 2012 after it was discovered he was having an extramarital affair with his biographer Paula Broadwell. He was accused of sharing U.S. secrets and bodily fluids with Broadwell, though he has denied that either happened. After an investigation of the former military officer, the FBI and the Justice Department, they've recommended bringing felony charges against him. It's up to Attorney General Eric Holder to make that call, one that was expected to come at the end of 2014. Where are we now, right? Since his resignation, Petraeus has spent his time teaching and working for a private equity firm. Now page two. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. According to sources within and without the Wall Street Journal, former Massachusetts governor and all-around sterling Caucasian Mittens, the salty mitterate Mitt Romney, said he's considering running for president in 2016, citing unrest overseas as one of the reasons for a possible third bid. Which leads me to wonder if that perhaps, once again, he has drafted some sort of secret plan to save our asses, but he's not going to tell us what it is until he's elected president. Remember? Nobody? Okay. Romney revealed his desire to be president during a meeting with Republican donors. An unconfirmed source said that Romney then did a karaoke version of Marvin Gaye's classic R&B song Mercy, Mercy Me for the crowd as the waitstaff passed around dessert puddings, supposedly sweetened by Dick Cheney's semen. Donations were then gathered into a large burlap sack by ushers in red robes. A possible run by Romney could complicate the plans of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who in December said that he's actively exploring a presidential bid. At last report, he was allegedly actively exploring the term actively exploring. He has since quit advisor positions and given up speaking events, indicating serious intentions to run. You know, they say things like that in the press when old bands are maybe planning a reunion, right? A CNN ORC poll released in last December indicated Bush is a Republican favorite, with 23% of respondents showing support for him, followed by 13% for New Jersey's prime pig and bridge blocker, Governor Chris Christie. More after this.
Sweet Susie, she'll beat you to death. Sweet Susie, slamming, crashing, banging action from opening scene to mind-bending climax. Sweet Susie, she ain't no lady.
Say, have you seen the carryall car? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of blue rhythm, a blue rhythm that sighs. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicky-wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. Good night.
President Obama says he plans to propose making the first 2 years of community college free for, quote, everybody who's willing to work for it, unquote. The announcement was made in a video posted to the president's Facebook page on Thursday. He says he also intends to discuss education in his State of the Union address later on this month. Under the guidelines of the new proposal, students who maintain a C-plus average, attend school at least half-time, brush their teeth every night before bed, and make steady progress towards a degree would qualify for the funding. The White House hasn't released details about how much the plan would cost, though the federal government would cover 75% of the cost, leaving the states to pick up the rest of the tab. Obama's plan would also fund high-quality technical training programs. It would make community college the norm for the United States, policy advisor Cecilia Munoz says. Ben Miller, a senior education policy analyst at the New American Foundation, told the Los Angeles Times the plan would be difficult to pass in this Congress. Now page four. Elsewhere around the country, enthusiasts, friends, fans, and lovers of the late, great Dr. Hunter S. Thompson will be gathering in Louisville, Kentucky in April to celebrate his life and works. The literary genius, which brought us his distinctive form of writing that became known as gonzo journalism, took his own life nearly 10 years ago at his Owl Farm in Colorado. Gonzo Fest 2015 will be held the weekend of April 11th in the author's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The event is hosted by Ron Whitehead, Louisville native, poet, and friend of Thompson. The festival will kick off Friday, April 10th, with premiere of Storm Generation Films' Gonzo Fest 2014 documentary. That will be followed by an evening of bands, art, various leisure activities, and sport. The Squalus Puppeteers will be featured in this year's Gonzo Fest parade. This Gonzo Fest 2015 will also launch a fundraising campaign to have a life-size bronze statue of Thompson created, which will eventually be placed at one of the main entrances to Cherokee Park in Louisville. Ralph Steadman has created the logo for Gonzo Fest 2015, along with some other art. Gonzo Today will join Gonzo Fest in being the first stop Gonzo Fest 2015 global news source. We here at the National Affairs Desk will keep you updated to the what's and where's of Gonzo Fest 2015 as they develop. And on a related note, Mr. Whitehead has recently lent his support to Gonzo Today and GonzoToday.com. He was also named the poetry editor for GonzoToday.com. Ron was very instrumental in having artist and Hunter's infamous running buddy Ralph Steadman design the new logo for GonzoToday.com. Thank you very much, Ron. Finally, we here at Gonzo Today would like to take this opportunity to officially dedicate this, the first installment of Memos from the National Affairs Desk, to the memory and enduring spirit of Hunter S. Thompson. Also to Hunter's family, Anita and his son Juan, and to all the grand and crazy folks that have crossed the transom at Owl Farm over the years, we thank you. We'll leave you now with a poem written by Ron Whitehead. It was written in response to the terror attacks recently in Paris and to those atrocities committed in the past. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Urias Higgison. This has been Memos from the National Affairs Desk, presented by Gonzo Today and GonzoToday.com. Look us up on the internet and be sure to check out our Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. I Will Not Bow Down by Ron Whitehead. I will not bow down, jihadists. I will not bow down to your reign of terror, to your fear-based religions. I will not bow down, jihadists, to your unholy wars, to your international campaign of terror, to your religious shrines, your suicide bombers, your virgins in heaven. I will not bow down, jihadists, to your religious tyranny, to your murderous dogmas. I will not go crawling down your secret tunnels. I will not bow down to your invasion of the free world, to your moral absolutes, your religious political might. I will not bow down, jihadists, to your assassins, your killing, murdering machines. I will not bow down, jihadists, to your attempt to make me a jihadist, of your state, of your church. I will not bow down, jihadists, to your history of lies, to your hooded murders in the name of Allah. Jihadists, I pledge allegiance to those who were here before you, to those who will be here after you are gone. Jihadists, I pledge allegiance to the woman I love. I pledge allegiance to my children, my grandchildren, my godchildren, and all my children to come. I pledge allegiance to my friends and allies, my guides and angels, both seen and unseen. Jihadists, I pledge allegiance to poetry, to music, to art, to the literary renaissance, to the global literary community, I pledge allegiance to the beat, to the outsider. I pledge allegiance to meditation and stillness, to the magic of beautiful mysticism, to ecstasy, to ah and ah, to the Big Bang epiphany, to altered states of consciousness. I pledge allegiance to seeing into the occult, the unknown, to seeing into everyday, into the ordinary, and being amazed. I pledge allegiance to the sacred and the profane, to Gnostic turpitude. I pledge allegiance to my physical body and to the knowledge that I am more than my physical body. I pledge allegiance to seeing more than the physical world and to those of higher frequency vibration and consciousness. I pledge allegiance to passing through the sacred fire, to entering the upper chamber, the golden pyramid, to levitating over the open sarcophagus to out-of-body experience. I pledge allegiance to the hottest sex, to the gentlest affections. I pledge allegiance to fractal geometry and geometry of clouds and coastlines, to 2 times 2 = 5. I pledge allegiance to failure, to failing as no other dared fail. I pledge allegiance to taking risks, to my holy darling, to Nam-myoho Rinnikyo, to accept responsibility for my own actions. I pledge allegiance to not achieving the jihadist dream of success. Jihadist, I pledge allegiance to trees, to green grass, to brown earth, to wildflowers of every color, to wilderness, to turquoise skies, to rivers, lakes, and seas, to healing the earth. I pledge allegiance to the creative forces of the universe, to the word, and to silent. I pledge allegiance to dreams. I pledge allegiance to birth, to the end, and to death. I pledge allegiance to candor, to sincerity, to laughter, and to irony. I pledge allegiance to passion, to compassion, to empathy, and to helping those in need. I pledge allegiance to resurrection of the heart. I pledge allegiance to not hurting anyone. No, jihadists, I will not bow down.